KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I'm about to make two big confessions, and the first one is this. Sometimes when I'm reading the paper and there's a story about trade or something complicated, I just sort of skip it. I mean, I skim it, and every now and then I'll pick a story and read the whole thing, but my brain kind of fuzzes out on the details, which is how a lot of people think about the entertainment business, mostly people who are not in the entertainment business, but also some people who are. I mean, we read up on it to know whose movie or TV show is a hit, but stacking rights, video on demand window, license fees, packaging, it's just complicated trying to figure out the whole business. Put it this way, if you think you really understand the economics of the various components of show business, try explaining them to someone who doesn't. You might find that you, too, don't really know what's going on. What is going on right now that we can all see and understand is the feeling from the members of the Writers Guild that they're getting the very shortest part of the dirty end of the stick. WGA members, and full disclosure, that still includes me, have watched the explosion of the business. More places to take your stuff, more studios and networks taking more chances with a lot of enthusiasm, but also some concern. More is good, usually, but they're also adding lots of conditions to contracts. They're locking up writers to longer terms at smaller dollars, which is not the direction anyone wants their paycheck to go in. Right now, the writers are negotiating with a lot of tough words and some real unity against their only sometime friends in the business, the agents. The big agencies have been taking something called a package fee for years. That's money the studios pay directly to the agencies, in the case of television, often a percentage of the license fee and some back-end points. And the result has been that many writers feel that their agents have been essentially double dealing, using their work and ideas to create a revenue stream without sharing it. They've been representing themselves more energetically than they've been representing their clients, and in many cases have actually put the economic interests of their agency and themselves ahead of their clients. And now that the agencies are raising huge sums of money to fund their own production slates, it means more double dealing is on the way. The agencies respond that okay, maybe that sometimes might have happened, and it might happen in the future, but it doesn't happen that often. And in any case, you could fire your agent at any time. Replace him or her with an agent that doesn't take the fee, or a manager, or a lawyer, or a manager and a lawyer, all of whom, by the way, work for a percentage fee off of the gross amount of the deal. So you start adding career helpers, you start losing money. Now, the Writers Guild is arguing that packaging and its associated fees should be eliminated. That seems, well, unlikely. It's rare in the entertainment business that people give up the money they get for doing basically nothing. And the agents are betting that writers, when it comes right down to it, would rather be represented by a powerful agency, even if that power and clout was purchased with the riches from package fees. Here's my second confession. I'm not really sure I care, really, if my agent gets a package fee. We all seem to have our hands in each other's pockets in this business, but the writers do seem to be walking around with the only leaky pockets in town. So maybe here's a solution. Maybe when the shouting is over and done with, the deal between the writers and the agents is this. Agents can take a package fee on a project, but the writers will exact a 10% commission on that fee, a VIG. Essentially, due to the Writers Guild, to help shore up health and pension funds, to make it easier to work in this business, where everybody, it seems, is picking your pocket, and nobody, it seems, really knows how it all works. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll do some investment banking. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.